Good afternoon, ladies. This is your girl Tosh from Talk to Tasha, where I serve women who are impacted by stress and burnout and sometimes compassion fatigue. So I get you overextended women to unplug from all the noise of life, girl, to self-care in every area of your life, whether it's your spiritual self-care, your mental, physical, spiritual. You know, taking a look at your career, if you need to, you know, make some changes or adjustments. And so I am just your online bestie. All things really self-care and an improved living for career women that have a career primarily in heart center provider service-based work. And because I'm so passionate about this community of women, it's because I too can relate, being in social work for many, many years. You help people. Some people don't want to be helped. And I know in social work, many of the areas I worked in, a lot of the clients were court ordered to do many, many things, which means sometimes they didn't have a buy-in to their healing. They were going out of obligation because the court said so. And if they didn't, that would mean their kids get removed or some other challenges in the justice system. So now in my season, I have transitioned to work with my ideal clients, which those of you who are like 40 plus, you've been in heart-centered work most of your professional career, and you can be really honest with yourself that at times, girl, your caseloads look just like things that's going on in your own life. And so up until many years ago, several years ago, actually, that awareness is not really put in the face of the professional woman. Because we often make it easier to talk about our clients' stuff. But then when you look at our professionals and a depression rate for our professionals, it is equally, if not more, higher than the clients we serve. Because there's something called countertransference, where you take on the emotional, mental baggage of your clients that you're serving. Now, let's just be creative here. What if you had a caseload of 40 or 50 clients? And you're seeing about 7 or 8, 9 clients a week. And you going from appointment to appointment to court, whatever systems you have to go to their homes, collaborate with other partners. And so you're really reliving the event, the experience, the lack of the parent pulling it together. You are tasked with listening to that week in and week out, day in and day out. And a lot of times, all you can do is put the resources before the people. It's up to them to eat it. And then you go home, hoping to have energy to cook a nice meal for your family. And then you have yourself, many, many people in this work, sliding into their homes with their laptops, trying to get all this documentation done on their evening off, which means the very next day they go to work, a lot of them call off because really the night before, not only did they work to 5, but they worked 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night trying to keep up with the busy work. And so I am really, really wanting to pour into you this year with the hopes that you understand the value of self-care as a lifestyle. And you should not be doing anything that goes against what it is that you have designed for yourself. So ask yourself, what is my word of the week? What is my word? Not you and your man word, not you and your kids word, but your commitment to yourself. What does that look like? What day will it be? What time will it be? Who will be there? Will anyone at all be there? You know, those are the things you have to plan according to how you plan everything else. If you know, the type to memorize things, then go ahead and write them down anyway in case you forget. But the only way you're going to get better, sis, if you start to show up for yourself. You got to respect yourself enough to know that I have got to pull it together and I need this individual in my life giving me the real, speaking the real to me, not sugarcoating nothing. And just bottom line saying, hey, you love your child unconditional. But as soon as you get into pre-adolescence and the girl's getting out of pocket, he wants to look at it as, I don't know what to do with that, you know? And that's what happened with a lot of us. We have different experiences that hit us left and right and left. And you sit up there and take that mess, knowing you're not feeling it. And so for some of you as well, you know, you spent many of your years trying to reconcile with your siblings. And one person don't talk to the other, the brother and sister's not talking and all this stuff. That's not how your parents maybe trained you. You know, I train my grandkids and great kids. You stick together no matter what. And no matter what grade they were in, they always had this agreement. No matter what's going on, you will not have permission to talk to my sister any kind of way. We don't have that anymore. And this is why a lot of people are stressed out. So consider yourself noteworthy of therapy, noteworthy of support, noteworthy of a shared space where you can lean in on other folks and get encouraged by their testimony. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't lose focus. Don't lose hope. But what happens is if you keep expecting same or different results with the same group of people and the people aren't growing or progressing, then we have to look at that group and see if the client can be for another group. So that's my assignment for you tonight. But don't use this 2020 as a way of reminding us that you're going to move. By faith, you should know the Lord is going to provide you with what it is you need to do what you got to do. So until then, I'll see you at the top and be very well. Be well to yourself. Some days you got to sleep in to regroup it all. You do just that without guilt or shame. I love y'all for real. Until I see you next time, I will chat with you guys later. God bless each and every one of you beautiful ladies. Good night.